Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got an interesting show for you. And are you striving? Are you trying to succeed? Where are you? Are you on that little wheel that you're running on, trying to get where you're supposed to be or what society tells you you're supposed to do? Or maybe you had an upbringing that was, well, everybody's got a little different perspective on that, and maybe encouraged, maybe too encouraged, or maybe not encouraged enough, or whatever the case, you want to succeed. What does that mean? And how do you enjoy the process and it not be this huge ball or rock or boulder you're rolling up a hill and saying, someday I will stop, retire, and enjoy myself? What about along the way? How do you sustain that? I don't know. That's a good question. We've got some answers for it, and we're going to tackle a different way. Our very own Beth Muthart lined up a great guest for us today, Steve Rizzo. And he calls himself an attitude adjuster. Lord knows we all need that. He's a comedian, motivational speaker, author, website, Steve Rizzo, two Z's, steverizzo.com. And he's written the book, Get Your Shift Together. Make sure you pronounce the F. Get Your Shift Together. And you can get that on his website or over on Amazon. And Steve's got an interesting background, and I want to get him on the line here and start talking to him because, I'm going to pull my couch over here. I'm going to jump on the couch, and Steve's going to pull up next to me in his little counselor chair, and he's going to talk me through this. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How did you know I was sitting in my counselor chair? That's what I want to know.
I hoped you were, because, boy, we need some help over here. So listen, I was remarking this to my son the other day, who's 14. And I think he was, he made some comment about, we're putting certain expectations on him. And he looked at me and looked at my wife and said, you know, I wish you guys, your expectations weren't just so high. And I said, well, guess what? That ain't changing. And since I turned 16, I haven't stopped and I'm still running. And so that's how we do it here. So, you know, there's a process, though, here that we're all in, and for a lot of people, you know, there can be burnout, there can be stress, there can be a whole range of problems, coping strategies that some of them are good, some of them not. So how do we reconcile all that, Steve? How do we make it work along the way?
Well, because we don't know that we're supposed to make it work along the way, and we get so caught up in trying to make a living that we really forget what it's like to live. And it's become indicative to what's happening to corporate America today, especially the higher up you are in the organization, whether you're a CEO, president, vice president, manager, leadership. These people are so focused on achieving the goal and getting things done that they create this incredible, dangerous mindset, which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, by the way. I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when the weekend gets here. I'll be happy when I save more money. I'll be happy when I get more clients. I'll be happy when I get more respect, when I feel appreciated. I'll be happy when I achieve the goal. They just keep doing it. And I still catch myself from doing it. But what you're doing is, and this is what has happened, is that we are focusing on the goal for our happiness. And the thing is, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because what happens if you don't achieve that goal for another 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
I mean, I'm all for delayed gratification. You know, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with the marshmallow test. You know, one marshmallow.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and so we, you know, I think there's a definitely a direct correlation between success or achievement and being able to delay gratification. But if it's delayed forever, if it's in permanent deferral, then how is that? I mean, I just don't that really can really trip people up.
Well, the point is, delayed gratification is important, but there's no reason why you can't make a conscious choice to enjoy yourself during the process of whatever it is that you are trying to achieve. Whether you're walking the dog, whether you're cleaning the garage, or you're at work and you're trying to kick it up a couple of notches, or you have a particular goal to save a certain amount of money or to get this much money on your retirement account, we get so caught up in that, but we wake up early in the morning with all the things that are not working in our lives and all the things that we don't have, rather than shifting our focus and our way of thinking to what is working and to what we do have. And so many people start their days off in this bad, incredibly negative mood, and they're not aware of what's happening. I mean, as soon as they wake up, they think about the grueling day they had the day before, all the fires that weren't put out. Then they start thinking about all the things that have to be done on the coming day. I know people, and maybe you do it, maybe some of your listeners do it. As soon as they open up their eyes, they're still half asleep. They reach over to their nightstand, they grab their iPhone, and they start looking at all the messages that need to be answered before they even leave the house. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. So what I try and get people to do, and I speak to major finance groups and insurance companies and people who are incredibly wealthy, I ask them to shift their focus and their way of thinking. Give yourself that couple of moments at the beginning of the day, because the mood that you start your day in is 9 out of 10 times the mood that comes with you. And we can't understand why, even though we had 20 cups of coffee before we go to work, our energy level is rock bottom. Yeah. So I try to get them to shift their focus, and it only takes a few moments, to think of the things that you're grateful for in your life. Think of the things that that just make you feel good, that give you energy. Maybe it's the person lying next to you. Maybe it's your kids, the house you live in, a particular goal you achieve. Maybe people are coming over your house for the weekend to enjoy a football game. You're having lunch with friends. It doesn't matter who or what it is. We all owe it to ourselves to do this. And the reason why I ask people to do this is because to achieve anything, you need to be motivated. And in order to be motivated, you have to feel good. And feeling good is the fuel that drives motivation. But if you're not aware of what you're doing to yourself, and if you are focusing on what isn't working, you're not going to feel good, and it's 10 times harder to try and to achieve a goal. So that's why this isn't a Pollyanna perspective, like, oh, life is always like a Disney movie. It's not that at all. It's just that we do have choices. And if you really start creating a different habit for yourself, whether your goal is to achieve and make more money or to go on vacation or to do better at work, whatever it is, you stand a better chance of achieving the goal if you're enjoying the process.
Well put, Steve. Well, you know, you make an outstanding point. And, you know, whether it's grabbing the phone while you're still in bed, or I'm not looking at nothing without my cup of coffee first thing in the morning, but I'll at least give myself that time. But whatever it is, you know, we tend to create, either mentally or literally, some of us like to write these things down, and we make to-do lists. And, you know, they shouldn't be called to-do lists. They should be called something else, because most of the time it's, let me make a list of the problems or things that must be done, and let me prioritize, and let me figure out, okay, what has to be done today? What do I have to do? What can I assign? And, you know, our mood, I mean, you know, there's this thought that somehow it's not, I don't know, there's some testosterone related to this, but like you're not tough enough if you can't just muscle through your to-do list, and you shouldn't have to stop and think about the good things. Yeah, those are all good. I just need to focus on what needs to get done. Like somehow you're weak for wanting to reflect on what you've accomplished and what's good in your life.
Yeah, I agree. And that is the mindset. And that's what I try to get people to overcome. I try to get them to do, whenever you're writing out your plans or your goals for the future, even your to-do list, in that list or at the very end, say, oh, and I'm going to enjoy myself during the process. And you can do it. If you say you can't, you're right. You just created you're solidifying your already negative belief system. But you can enjoy the process, because even if it's something challenging, the journey towards achieving that goal is where your life unfolds. That's when you're sending a message to the entire universe that you're ready and I'm capable and I can meet any challenge head on. And when you do that, that does something to you as a person. And so when you achieve the goal, you should just stop and say, hey, man, this was pretty challenging, but I did it. And if that doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what will.
Well, and just to make the point one step further, you know, there's all this effort that we put into, you know, training and education and networking and having the best tools and having the best people and all the best things to try to give ourselves the best advantage and the best positioning to do whatever it is we're trying to do. And what I'm hearing you suggest is that put in there, allocate some time literally to recognizing the things you have done and understanding what you can be thankful for having accomplished, or things that you've seen realized. And if nothing else, recognizing and spending some time with that isn't a, you know, self-indulgence. It's a reinforcement that actually I think could be just as valuable as all those other things I listed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I agree. What's amazing to me, and I say this when I speak to CEOs of big companies, and you could hear a pin drop every time I say, you know what, if you look up the word success in any dictionary, it'll tell you, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it'll say to achieve your goal, to get that which you desire, to accumulate wealth. Nowhere in any definition of success in the dictionary are the words enjoyment, joy, happiness, or happy. And that just totally blows me away. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is, I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how many things you own. Everyone in your inner circle can look at you as the ultimate success story. But the bottom line is this. If you're not happy, you're not successful.
Yeah.
And if you're not enjoying yourself during the process of whatever it is you're trying to achieve, you're literally ripping yourself off. And trust me, there are enough people out there willing to do that for you.
Amen.
We are. Yeah, we're our own worst enemies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Steve Rizzo, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, Attitude Adjuster. He's working on it, boy. Comedian, motivational speaker, author. The website's great. Go over there and take a look. Steve Rizzo, two Z's, steverizzo.com. And the book, Get Your Shift Together, available on the website and on Amazon. We'll take a quick break and be right back with Steve. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager with Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. We are committed to helping you with compassionate, professional, and personal service. When it comes to pre-planning for yourself or someone you love, a Dignity Memorial provider is the name you can trust for all your funeral, cremation, cemetery, and memorial service needs. Recording them and sharing them with your loved ones will help ensure your final arrangements will be what you want, easing the burden on your family and friends. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there. Hey, we're back. Steve Rizzo on the line with us, Attitude Adjuster, comedian, motivational speaker, author of the website, steverizzo.com, and the book, Get Your Shift Together. And we're really happy to have him on the program. He's spoken to dozens of major corporations, American Express, Marriott, GE, Microsoft, Pfizer, Best Buy, kind of a who's who's list, which is pretty cool that we're able to get him on the program. And, you know, never did a tombstone say, Steve, if I had only worked harder and longer.
Yeah, I know.
I've never seen one of those. I've looked at many a tombstone, and I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, it's amazing. And what happens is that, you know, people go into their, you know, they're about to retire, and they look back and they reflect, and I've spoken to people, and I've written articles on it and stuff, but they look back at their lives, and they can say to themselves, wow, I achieved this, and I have that, and I achieved that. But then there seems to be something missing. And I believe that thing that's missing, because they can't put their finger on it, is that they didn't thoroughly or fully allow themselves to appreciate and enjoy the process. You take a quick scenario. You take someone who is striving for success. He wants to be a major president of a major corporation. And through years of frustration and a lot of negative energy, he finally gets there.
Mm.
And would you consider this guy as being successful? The dictionary version of success, yes, he would be. But what if you saw during the process of him achieving that goal, there was a video camera following him his entire life. And as he achieved the goal, you see him, he's there, the goal is achieved, and he's looking back and he's seeing how his negative energy and his stress and all that overtime that he put in and how he kind of like took it out on his family, and the bad mood always went with him, and it affected his peers and his coworkers. Would you consider this as being successful? I would say no, not really.
All the collateral damage.
All that stuff along the way. So what? He has the goal, but it's that process that was polluted with all that stuff, and that comes with you. It comes with you even when the goal is achieved.
Yeah, John Ortberg, he's a writer, and he had, I think it's the title of a book, or maybe it's part of the book. It says, when you die, everything goes back in the box.
that's a great line.
It is. When you die, you know, I guess referring to like a game or pieces or something like Scrabble, but when you die, it all goes back in the box. And, you know, it's interesting. I think part of the challenge for, and again, this is a societal thing, and it's not just limited to America, of course, is it's the comparisons, right? Part of it is our social structure. Part of it is media. Part of it is the constant marketing. But there's this, comparisons to somebody else and what they have and what is put out there is some sort of bar, and people that don't subscribe to that are considered maybe, they're more touchy-feely, or they're, whatever, they're outside of that success paradigm.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, what you're saying is they're not caught up in the rat race.
Right,
I'd
exactly.
rather not be. I learned the hard way, and I learned the hard way. Technology is wonderful. I mean, it's doing incredible things, but the thing we have to be careful of is because we have this technology, now we think that we can do more.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're trying to do more than what we can really do.
Of course.
And when you take your iPhone with you 24/7, I'm sorry, I just think that's a problem. I see people out to dinner, and they look like a wonderful couple, and they're not having a conversation. They're going back and forth on their iPhones talking to people.
No. Come on now. That's not fair, Steve. They're texting each other.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty fair. Yeah, maybe that's what they're doing.
There
well, that's
go.
Scary. That's really scary.
it's funny. I think that this is, again, where the pressure comes from, where we put it on ourselves is, when we see the models of success, the traditional presentation of that in our society, Steve, is what we see when somebody succeeds is we're seeing the sizzle reel. We're seeing the part of them that is this persona, the facade on the front. We don't see all the junk. And then when we think about ourselves, we've got the raw footage, we've got the cutting room floor, we've got all the things behind the facade that we don't see when we compare ourselves to others. And I think that kind of self-reflection also can be very damaging in terms of, this whole thing of achieving.
Yeah. 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 Like I said, you just get so caught up in that, in the goal that you even forget who you are during the process. And I mean it. There's no reason why you can't set out to achieve your goal and enjoy the process. It doesn't matter what it is, whether you're starting a new fitness program or you're some kind of a diet or some kind of a health thing or quest, or you're at work trying to kick it up a couple of notches, you can make that choice. And what you do is all you have to do is create different habits.
It's a bit about focusing on the present, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, the present is the most important thing. We're either taking our past experiences into the moment, or we're worrying about the future, and you're avoiding the moment by doing that. And so many people do that. And like I said, before you know it, life catches up to you, and you hit a certain age, and you just realize that something's not right, and you just can't even put your finger on it.
Right. Have you heard the Dalai Lama quote on this?
What's that?
Man sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. Then he is so anxious about the future that he doesn't enjoy the present, the result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then he dies having never really lived.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing. That is so cool. leave it up to him to say that.
Of course. Well, yeah, when you get 14 lives, you get it right.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Mean, you know, so there's an advantage. Listen, great stuff, Steve. Love it. We're going to take another quick break. We'll come back with Steve Rizzo. Enjoy having him on the program. The website, steverizzo.com, and the book, Get Your Shift Together, right back after the word from our sponsors.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
What if in the time it takes you to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? Well, if you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. It's as simple as that. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? And there's no cost or obligation to meet with David. All you need to do is simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com for more information.
And we are back with Steve Rizzo on the line here, ladies and gentlemen. Attitude adjuster, comedian, motivational speaker, and author, and a positive guy, and I like it. SteveRizzo.com and the website getyourshifttogether. Boy, I don't want to trip over that one. That was dangerous.
Yeah, people do, believe me.
I know. I've got to be careful. I need to get my act together. How about that?
Yeah, really.
Listen, I got another major question for you, Steven. It's a reconciling this idea that, okay, let's enjoy the process as we go through in our endeavors to succeed, whatever the field is. And of course, you know, naturally think about this in terms of business and finance. But we have that, and that's a very positive thing. And I love your shift of focusing on what you are accomplishing as you go and enjoying the moment. But there's also another side of this that is the fear of failure. There's fear that motivate people, and it's obviously not necessarily as good of a motivator or positive, you know, as looking at what you're achieving. But how do we reconcile kind of those two pieces of the puzzle where that you know that you can't enjoy the moment because you're scared to death of failing? How do you get that juxtaposed together?
Well, first of all, it's not just fear of failure, it's also fear of success. So, and the two are so close. I had that both in my life. And the thing is, it's the fear of failure and success that are the things that keep you from achieving the goal because it helps you to procrastinate.
Yeah.
It ignites the big mouth inside your head, that's the ego part of you that keeps saying, even though you might set out all these goals and you feel good about doing it, and then all of a sudden you're confronted with a challenge and the big mouth goes, see, I told you this was going to happen. You should never have tried it. You invested all this money. Every time you try this happens. You should have played it safe and stayed where you were. Stay at the level you're at. You're not going to go any better, blah, blah, blah. And that's what keeps you. That's what keeps you from moving forward with your life. What you have to do, and the only thing that turned my life around, is when I realized that something was not right. Mm. And it started in my comedy career. I headlined every comedy club in the country. Wow. My opening acts were, and theaters, my opening acts were Drew Carey, Dennis Miller, Ron White, Rosie O'Donnell. And I noticed that my opening acts, and many more, by the way, they were passing me by. They were getting all the big breaks. And I couldn't understand why opportunity wasn't knocking on my door, and I realized that it was. I was just afraid to open the door.
Wow.
So what I did was that I went on a quest to better myself. I read every self-help book, success book that you can possibly think of. I went to Tony Robbins seminars. I did a whole thing. And through the year, a shift started taking place, which is where the book came from, within me, and my perspective of life started changing. And every time that big mouth inside my head started saying, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, because I had negative labels as a kid. I was voted least likely to succeed in high school. And all this stuff came back and started haunting me, and it was in the present moment and kept me from succeeding. But once I became aware of what was happening, as I moved forward with my life and I tried to succeed and that big mouth started yapping away at me again, I would immediately acknowledge it. Stop, take a few moments and say, I know what you're trying to do. It's not going to help. And then I would shift my focus and my way of thinking to my talents, my strengths, and that, yes, this is challenging, but there's something within me that can do this. And when you, as soon as you become aware, the big mouth stops. The fear dissipates. And what you're doing is you're reigniting another part of yourself, and you're keeping the big mouth at bay. The more you do this, the more powerful you become, and the less of a chance the big mouth has to take control of your life and to make your decisions.
Well, that's very helpful, Steve, because I think everybody's got that same voice in their head, and for various reasons. And you spoke to something that I think a lot of people don't realize about, especially in business, is that we do need to give ourselves permission to succeed, because I think that there is this natural equilibrium psychology that goes on that we have to really tackle. And I love your insights, and I love what you're doing with all this, and we'll definitely have to have you back for another update on what you got going on. Steve Rizzo, ladies and gentlemen, attitude adjuster, comedian, motivational speaker, and author, steverizzo.com, two Z's, steverizzo.com. And the book, Don't Trip on It, Here It Comes, Get Your Shift Together. You can get that on Amazon or on Steve's website. Great stuff, Steve. I love having you
Thank
on,
you.
And you have motivated me. Thank you, sir.
What I'd like people to do also, on my website, steverizzo.com, please sign up for my Rizzogram. It's right on the home page. Just give your email address. Every week, you will get an article or a video on the very stuff that we're discussing, on how to get through the tough times. It's because of the Rizzogram, I am now a major contributor to Success Magazine.
So outstanding.
It's free of charge. Doesn't cost anything.
Excellent, Steve. Thank you for that, sir.
Thank you for your time. You're a wonderful host. I appreciate it.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.